We are at a rather noisy assembly room with John Clancy, who since the last episode has had to fly back to the States and is now back in Edinburgh again. John.
Hey, good to be back. And yeah, I was away for a week, which was sort of great for the show. I came back and saw it last night, and the actors have really solved it. They figured it out, as good actors do. And the laughs were, it was like a beautiful machine last night. The laughs were incredible, and the way the play works, of course, is we make them laugh as hard as we can, and then we make them pay for every laugh at the end when the play sort of turns. And just to watch Mike and Nancy and Matt and Jody and Dave really having figured it out and beginning to have fun with it was a thrill. Crowds have been really strong. I think we'll sell out today. It's Saturday. And we should sell out for the rest of the run because the reviews, thankfully, have continued to be very strong. So it's really something to see a show develop this quickly. This show went into rehearsal. This is the world premiere. Went into rehearsal July 6th, and now here we are 5 weeks later, and it's really this fully formed Frankenstein monster, you know, stomping through the village of Edinburgh. I'm able to see it, also to see now how I can change it, how I can adjust it when we take it into London. We're starting to have meetings this week about bringing it down. There's a great deal of excitement, and what we strive to do with American Absurdum and everything with Clancy Productions is to create theater that not just entertains but promotes debate and causes people to just stop and think and talk about it. And I was at a party last night, and almost every conversation I walked into, there were about 150 people crammed into this smoky little flat down on Howe Street. And three out of the four conversations I just stuck my head in were about Fat Boy. And some people just really incensed by it in a way, and others just raving. So I think we've done our job. I was away for a week. I had my grandfather died, so I had to fly home. And here's this interesting story for me about the reason that we do this and the reason that these festivals are so important, I think, not just because of the art, but because of the community of artists that you begin to meet and enjoy. I flew back home to where I actually grew up. I haven't lived there for 20 years, but I flew back home. There was my entire family. We buried my grandfather. And so I hug my mom. I get in the car. I go to the airport. From St. Louis, Missouri, I fly to Chicago, O'Hare, and I'm waiting at the gate in Chicago for the plane back to Glasgow. As soon as I got on the plane and we took off from Chicago and we were heading to Glasgow, the thought went through my mind, man, it's going to be nice to be home. And I was literally thinking of this little flat that we rented, you know, 2 weeks ago. But you know, home was Nancy, of course, my wife Nancy. But it was this place and these people and this thing that we do of creating shows and traveling the world. And there is, I guess we are confirmed gypsies now, because wherever the big suitcase is and the coffee maker and my wife and these beautiful artists I'm so fortunate to be able to work with, that's home. So it's been good to be back home. It's good to be back home. And I hope that I plan our next home to be somewhere in London. And we will see you all there.